Nobody likes being an outsider. Well, I guess some people like to be loners and live separated from all the rest of human beings and live as a hermit. Sometimes we all feel like we'd want to do that way, but very seldom choose that lifestyle. Everyone wants to be in community and be accepted by the other members of the community. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said to the Gentiles when he wrote in Ephesians about being excluded from the community and the family of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Therefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made near by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace. He has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, for to make in himself of the two one new man, so making peace. You see, that wall he was talking about was a little low wall that separated the court of the Gentiles in the temple of God from the court of the Jewish people. And this little low wall had openings in it. And beside the opening, there was written in Latin and Aramaic and Greek the words that said that it was the death penalty for any non-Jewish person to walk beyond that wall into the sacred parts of the temple. Paul said that by the grace of God, we have brought near to God, that is, we've been brought into his family, we've been brought into the community of faith. Paul says that God, through his grace, by faith in Jesus Christ, has abolished that wall, that we who were formerly far away, dead in our trespasses and sins, can now be brought near into the family of God. Well, praise the Lord. Isn't that a wonderful thought to take you through this day, that you are in the family of God, his own son or daughter? Let's pray. Oh God, I thank you that you have brought me near, that I was on the outside looking in, without grace, without hope, without you. But by your grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, I have been brought into the family. I've been brought near. And oh, what a joy it is to have hope and to know that I am in the family of God. In Jesus' name, amen.